If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It's everywhere that I supposedly death-threatened and said that I was going to shoot Robert Mueller. Let me set the record straight 100%. A, I don't want to turn Robert Mueller into a martyr. I don't want Hillary to be hurt, Obama, Michael Moore, any of these people. We're ideologically beating them fair and square with our ideas. B, I don't want to go to prison.
That's Alex Jones, doesn't want to go to jail, and is denying what he essentially did, which is kind of his M.O. He'll say 9/11 was an inside job, then back off. He'll say Sandy Hook was performed by fake actors, or Parkland was performed by fake actors, and then back off. And now he's saying that he didn't say that we ought to take Mueller out, although he essentially intimated that pretty directly on his show. A couple million people follow him. Facebook, YouTube, sites like that have said we're not going to host his channels, but Twitter continues to host him. And here's part of CEO Jack Dorsey's statement. He said, "We did not suspend Alex Jones. He has not violated our rules, and we'll continue to promote a healthy conversational environment by ensuring tweets aren't artificially amplified." So they'll make sure that they're not artificially amplified, but they're not going to be the diviner of truth of tweets. They don't want to get into that. In fact, he said, this is Jack Dorsey again, "If we succumb and simply react to outside pressure rather than straightforward principles, we become a service that's constructed by our personal views that can swing in any direction, and that's not us." So they're going to be a free-form platform, and Twitter does seem to be the platform these days, Instagram notwithstanding. Think how President Trump pushes Twitter. That's where it's happening for a lot of folks, and if Alex Jones wants to use it and say the stuff he says, they will support that, which to me is also an endorsement of that. Jane Kirtley joins us now. She's the director of the Scylla Center at the University of Minnesota, a legal and an ethics expert on the media. Hey, Jane, you're on WGN again. Welcome back.
Hi, John.
I know you're at a conference. Are you talking about something like this, or is it a different topic?
No, it's interesting that we're talking about this because we were having a discussion about incendiary tweets and speeches and remarks at things like Trump's rallies where he encourages people to take care of protesters. So, you know, this is the issue du jour.
And what do you make of the Alex Jones controversy today? Should these platforms be pulling him down, or in the name of unfettered free speech in America, should they leave him up and let us decide?
Well, let me state the obvious, which is that these are private entities. They are not governmental entities, and so they are not subject to the First Amendment, and they can, you know, it's their playground, it's their rules, and they can decide when they're going to toss people overboard and when they're going to keep them on board. The critical question is always, are their terms of service clear, and sometimes they're not very clear about what the criteria would be for eliminating people, especially if they're not engaged in speech that is clearly not protected by the First Amendment, like obscenity, for example. I think Twitter is kind of trying to have it both ways. They're trying to depict themselves as this freewheeling, free-formed organization that just encourages freedom of speech. And, you know, I take them at their word where they say they don't want to be affected by a public outcry if it doesn't agree with their standards. But I guess my questions are exactly what are their standards? And I think that's what people are thinking about. And I'm sure many people immediately thought when they saw that, oh, what they're really doing is making sure that nobody's going to be able to point to them and say that they should be kicking Trump off of Twitter, because that, of course, would be, I think, pretty disastrous for them.
Do you think that, so you do not think they should censor or cherry pick Trump's tweets? You would continue to let Donald Trump do what he does on Twitter, right?
I would if I'm Twitter, because that would allow me the at least plausible deniability of saying I'm not a viewpoint-based outlet, I don't have an editorial viewpoint. As long as he's not violating our terms of service or breaking the law, let him have at it. And
Alex,
I think that, frankly, is the position they have to take.
Sure, but Alex Jones is a different animal than Donald Trump, right?
Well, you know, I suppose the jury could be out on that. I mean, he's not president of the United States, but it hasn't been the case that President Trump has not on occasion made a factual statement that is proven to be false and then rolled it back. So in that sense, there's a similarity. I think Alex Jones is clearly a lot more incendiary, and I would say a lot more delusional. But that, again, I suppose is a matter of opinion.
So what would you do with Alex Jones if you were Twitter?
I think as long as they can, with a clear heart, say he has not violated our terms of service, I think you leave him on there. The question here is, I mean, there are a couple of issues, and I'll just be brief. I think one is sort of the hate speech and incendiary nature of his discourse, that kind of stuff, and then the issue of spreading disinformation. Those are, I would argue, distinct things. Hate speech is loathsome, but ultimately we're talking about matters of opinion. Political opinion enjoys the highest protection under the First Amendment. Promulgating falsehoods is very detrimental to society. We know that in this era of fake news. But on the other hand, the law doesn't create a mechanism to shut people down because they're telling lies. Unless the lies they tell, for example, hurt somebody's reputation, there is no remedy in law for that. So I think what we're left with is, do we want to turn Twitter, Facebook, Google, whoever, into the truth police? I know we don't want the government to do that, but are we more comfortable with private actors doing that, who themselves have sometimes been a little truth challenged about their own activities? That's the rub, that you protect this speech that many people find appalling for fear of stifling other speech that would be legitimate.
Well, the speech is protected. Nobody's saying Alex Jones can't say hateful things, but if I'm a private company, I don't have to let him say it on my place, and I don't have to justify it. If I don't like the fact
absolutely
that you're
left... Absolutely true. I agree with you, and I said that, I think, at the outside. These private companies have absolutely no obligation to allow anybody
to be
on board, and they can...
Well, I'm not real tight up. I'm disappointed in you, Jane. I mean, you and I think, operate under the same principles, and I see how, I get the logic of what you're saying. But since a private company can do whatever it wants, I don't think they have to justify it beyond you're hateful and not telling the truth. And while maybe some people will get away with it, you're not, because you have 2 million followers and we don't like you and you're off the platform. And you all can cry all you want about that.
Can I be lawyerly here and say that the question is really going to be, what do their terms of service say? If they've drafted terms of service that say we can kick anybody off for any reason or no reason, then I'm absolutely with you that is something they can do, and they can stand by that. Now, they're going to leave themselves vulnerable to criticism for that, but hey, if you're going to become a publisher as opposed to just a conduit, then that goes with the territory. I think the problem for so many of these companies is that they don't know what they want to be. They want to have all the protections that publishers would have, and yet by the same token, they also want to have the plausible deniability of saying, oh, I'm just a conduit. I don't make these decisions.
Right.
I mean, there's going to come a point where they can't have it both ways, and maybe Alex Jones is going to be the catalyst for some serious consideration of that.
Maybe they need to rewrite the terms and re-sign everybody up. I think what they want to be is profitable. So do they want to be a publisher, or do they want to be the mailman? Do they want to be a utility? Those are two separate entities, right? You don't blame the mailman for the hate speech that comes in the mail. You do blame a publisher for publishing a hateful book because they knew and didn't have to do that.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Okay, but what they mostly want to be is profitable. And I just think Twitter is looking greedy and dumb here. I think they're looking short-sighted. And you're right, if their hands are tied because of the terms of service, then I think they need to fix that yesterday. But mostly I think they're just thinking, you know what? Twitter is the topic right now, and they're acting like it's good for them. And I use Twitter. Our station uses Twitter. I use it as I put things out, and I also gather a lot of information from Twitter. It's invaluable, but I'm mad at that platform right now, Jane. I think they're making a decision that is easy to make right, and they're finding a tortured mate to come up with the wrong decision.
Well, the thing is, I think, again, as you're suggesting, their motive is profit, and they want to have it both ways. They want to be able to retain this attention and to create this buzz.
Yep.
And they know that if they kick off somebody like Alex Jones, the next question is going to be, why are you allowing Trump to continue to do sort of his version of Alex Jones light? And I'm sure they don't want to grapple with that question.
Well, I, you know, and maybe they will have to, but get a load of this. When I get to be king, Jane, did you know I want to be king someday?
I say that to my students all the time. If you were king, what would the law be? So I think that's a great exercise.
All right, and so when I'm the king and I have power and it's sort of unilateral, I'm just going to say Jones is on, Trump is off. I don't like Trump stuff either, but Trump is on, Jones. And, you know, and I don't have to justify to you beyond that. And in fact, Jane, unless I'm violating my own terms, that's true, right?
And it's just a question of whether you're comfortable taking the slings and arrows of people that are saying you're being a hypocrite, you're being a liberal, you're being a conservative, you know, whatever it is. But as I said, if you're going to be a publisher, if you're going to play that role of tossing people overboard because what they're saying you don't approve of or you don't like, you've got to be prepared to take that heat. And I think the problem for so many of these companies is they've kind of come into this role of publishers through the back door. They didn't realize what a challenge this would really be.
Poor Mark Zuckerberg, not that he's Twitter, but I mean, you know, there he was just saying, hey, let's do a thing that rates girls, and then, okay, let's be a fun social platform. And suddenly these guys have to grapple with these impossible social issues that I'm sure they did not anticipate when they first created these things, but that's the space they live in now, and that's what they have
to
resolve.
So, Jane, and my heart bleeds for them. You know, I mean, they knew the job was dangerous when they took it, and I have no sympathy for them. But I wish they would get some good advice so that they would proceed in a way that would be principled and would make sense.
They should get it from me and Jane Curtley, although I'm not sure. So, Jane, I'm leaving you, Jane. But here's my question on our Facebook page and website: should Twitter ban Alex Jones, and the assumption there is that the law and the terms would allow them? My answer is yes. And if the terms allow them, your answer is?
I hate to get into the territory of saying ban this speaker, ban that speaker, because I just see it as such a slippery slope. What's key to me is what their terms of service say, and if their terms of service say they can get rid of Alex Jones, they can do it with my blessing, not that they need it.
That's Jane Curtley at the University of Minnesota's Silla Center. She's a professor of media ethics and law, can you tell? Nice to talk to you, Jane.
Oh, it's a pleasure, John.
You are. It's 128 on W.